Episode 1064, The Gift That Keeps on Giving.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a glorious day, and my prayer for you is that your day is filled with love and hope, lots of grace, and even a sprinkle of forgiveness. It is Relationship Builders Day, and we're talking about the gift that keeps on giving. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when you have a marriage filled with love and grace, sprinkles of laughter, and lots of forgiveness, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It is 'tis the season, right? It's Christmas time. And I think about the tree and the lights and the decorations and the presents underneath the tree. You see, marriage is decorated with bright and dull experiences. Unfortunately, it's easy to get swept away by the broken bulbs and the heartaches than it is with the bright little blessings. You know, when you're decorating your tree and you're putting them on, and you know, we have about three different main trees. We have one that's really big and large, and that's our kind of like our woo-woo tree. You know, it's just gorgeous. It all matches. That we do gold and white lights, and it's our fancy tree, so to speak. And then we have a tree that we bought when we were first married, our first Christmas tree. And we have it stuck away kind of in the family room. We don't hide it, but that tree is a special tree. It's a tree filled with all the ornaments and decorations that the children created throughout the years. And I'm sure eventually it will be filled with grandchildren ornaments, and we may have to add another tree just for grandchildren ornaments, but hopefully not too soon. Right, children, if you're listening? Okay, that is for another episode. And then we also have other trees that we put up in the house. Usually there's another one that has kind of our heirlooms, gifts that have been given to us, ornaments that we hang on the tree too, but it doesn't really fit with our fancy tree. It doesn't fit in with the kid tree. So then we put it in with the special ornament tree. And in that tree, we have some things where way back when we started collecting ornaments, Hallmark ornaments, and not just any kind of Hallmark ornament. They were the ones that you plug into the lights and they move, the movement ornaments. And we have one that is called White Christmas. And we have one that is a Santa Claus peeking around and a little girl, you know, sees his reflection. Just little things like that that remind you of the precious time of where we are in our lives. Well, look at marriage, and marriage is decorated solely as to our bright and our old stuff, right? Our dull stuff. And it's unfortunate that you get out your bulbs every year and you look at them and you're like, oh, that's discolored, or oh, this one broke. And you almost feel like, I can't use it anymore. I got to throw it away. It's just another one lost. We look at our marriage the same way. We focus more on what's broken than what is bright and shiny and captures our hearts all the time. As you know, a marriage, a solid marriage, is built on a foundation of faith, trust, love, forgiveness, grace, and courage. But you can't leave out the newness, that chase, the extra spark that draws the two of you closer. Yet the newness takes work, doesn't it? A dedication going above and beyond even the dating impressions. Go back to when you were dating. You would do anything to please your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend, right? You would do anything. You would stay up late at night. I can remember sitting in my dorm room, and my husband and I both had crazy schedules. I was taking, you know, 20 to 22, sometimes 24 hours a semester, credit hours a semester. Yes, I know that's insanity. I get it. But that's what I did from the second semester of my freshman year all the way until I graduated early. And it was just something. And we were always involved in things. So he was studying. I was studying. I would practice. I'd have to go to the music building and I would practice hours upon hours on my instruments and writing music. And, you know, once in a blue moon, we would connect at night and he would ring me up on the phone. Yes, that was before cell phones. We had landlines and he would dial me up and he lived in the boys' dorm and I lived in the girls' dorm. And I would do anything. So that meant, oh yeah, I may have had an 18-hour day, but to hear his voice and to talk to him for 30 or 45 minutes, as long as he was willing to stay on the phone with me, we would do it. I would lose sleep for things. We would go out at 1 o'clock in the morning studying finals. We would take a study final break and we would run out to Taco Bell. And that was when, yes, you could get tacos for like 29 cents. Okay? Seriously, that was a splurge for us. But we would do those little things. We would write notes to each other and leave them. We would do anything we could to impress that boy, that girl that we were just fascinated with, we were drawn to. Think of it as that fresh fallen snow or a dance in the rain. There's something about that fallen snow that energizes us. It's just beautiful. You want to go out there and you want to catch a snowflake on your tongue. I remember I would do that with my parents and my dad would, okay, well, we would catch snowflakes, but then it would end up in a snowball fight. Or we would build igloos and snowmen. And that dance in the rain, it's just so freeing. As long as there's not, you know, thunder and lightning happening. But it's just a newness, a refreshment of our mind and our body and our soul. And this newness is the gift that keeps on giving. Because what if, just, I love these what ifs, but I really want you to think about this. Because with the Christmas tree, we've got the decoration, we've got the bright lights. But what's underneath it? It's the presence. Whether it's 10 presents or one present, it's a present. Well, what if you had to open the same Christmas present every year? How would you feel? Maybe you'd be okay for a while, you know, and you might even be excited for a couple years about the gift that was in the box. But after a while, you'd get bored. It would become the same old thing. Expectations would be set. You'd be like, there's no surprise here. The, well, I guess I get this and this is what I get. This is what I'm stuck with. And those bright experiences would just be another day. Well, what you think would be a bright experience, what you hope would be, your sizzle would fade away because you knew what to expect every single year. You would open up the box and you're like, oh, yes, this is exactly what I wanted first year. Second year, you're like, oh, I haven't used this in a while. This is awesome. Thanks. You'd open again third year and you're like, oh, man, I don't know. Where can I put this? It's kind of taking up room. That's what happens in our marriage. When we get too comfortable, we get set in our rut, in our own habits. We don't look for that dating, those impressions to impress, to do anything we could do to see the smile, to make our boyfriend or girlfriend just fall in love with us all over again. So in your marriage, is that what's happening? Are you opening up the same Christmas present every single year? It's kind of depressing, isn't it? But it puts us in perspective as to marriage takes work. And you don't want your marriage to become stale and predictable. And if you're opening up the same present every single year, then where's the newness? You don't have it. There's no fresh fallen snow. There's no dance in the rain. You want that sizzle and spark, the bright lights that illuminate your heart. You want to have the gift that keeps on giving. And that means it requires you to celebrate the old and ring in the new. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Celebrate the old and ring in the new. It's important that we understand where we've come from. But we also have to be present so we can continue to rekindle and reignite our marriage and our love for each other. You know, it's pretty amazing to me that God loves us so much that every single day is a blessing to him. We bless him. We also frustrate him. But he sees our little nuances, those little sparkles. We give him a gift every single day when we wake up and say, thank you, Lord, for a new opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for seeing me for what you are creating in me and not for my mistakes. Same goes for our marriage. We have to celebrate the old and ring in the new. So what does that look like? Well, number one, you have to reclaim the memories of why you fell in love. You have to reclaim them. You can't forget why you fell in love with your spouse in the first place. Take it back. Maybe it was those late night phone calls in the dorm or those little notes. For us, we were, you know, kind of Midwest when we were going to college. And there when we had, that was when we really were having some crazy snowstorms. I know right now Texas is getting some crazy snowstorms. I cannot believe it. And then on top of that, I've got to just interrupt this because we also have tragedy happening in another area called California. In California, we are praying for you. Those wildfires that are happening now, so many people, again, are losing their homes. Know that we are lifting you up and we're praying for you. But it's one step at a time. You'll get through this. God's on your side. But when we reclaim the memories of why we fell in love, it reminds us that, oh, there is a reason why I loved this person, this man to begin with, this woman. It's awesome. Because when you're frustrated, you just want to throw tomatoes and oranges and you want to just kind of destroy them and tear them apart. I know, I get that. We're human. We sometimes want things our way. But when you reclaim the memories of why you fell in love, you hold him closer to you. So that's your R. Number two, ignite the I. Ignite your curiosity. If you're one who says, oh, everything's going to stay the same. Well, you know what? Goes back to that question. What if you opened up the same Christmas gift every single year? That's what you're doing in your marriage. When you just are doing the same old thing, you have to ignite your curiosity. You have to learn things together. You have to experiment. I can remember when we had moved here up north from Kentucky. And when we moved here, it was one of those things where I was like, okay, I need to do something unique for him. And I didn't know what to do. You know, at some point in your marriage, after being married over 20 years at that time, that's how long we were married, I was like, I've got to give him something refreshing. And so I actually bought us, the two of us, I bought us a class to go and learn how to make sushi. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but he loves sushi. And so we went, he had no idea. And this class was awesome because we worked with a renowned sushi chef. And with that came a wonderful dinner. We got to eat what we made and we were with other couples and it was something that just drew us closer together. It was in that moment that, yeah, it was igniting our curiosity together as a couple, doing something new and different. We didn't do it when we were dating. We created experiences, but not the experiences that we can create now. So you have to ignite your curiosity. You have to look beyond what you know. It's very important. So reclaim, ignite. Now you got your in, right, for ring. Reclaim, ignite. Now it's navigate. You have to navigate through the mess. And there's a lot of mess in our world. There's a lot of mess when it comes to living as a family unit. The kids drive us crazy. The pets drive us even crazier. And then we have our careers on top of that. And then we want to somehow accomplish our dreams and goals. We have to navigate through the mess. We have to figure out how to get through it and know that the mess isn't the stopping point. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of us do in our marriages. We stop. And when we stop, that means we're getting stuck in the rut. We're opening that same Christmas present every year. I don't want that for you. You want to ring in the new, reclaim, ignite, navigate through that mess so you can what? G for give unconditionally. You knew it was a gift. So it's about giving. No strings attached. I hear girlfriends chatting and they'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, my husband did this for me, but only, you know, if I would do this for him. So it's a give and take. If I do this, then he'll do this. Well, what would happen if you just did and you just served and you just gave? No strings attached. Give unconditionally. Love them right where they're at. And say, you know what, this, I know I can serve in this manner. Maybe when your husband comes home, it's giving him that space, number one, to decompress. And as he's decompressing, maybe you show up with his favorite drink. My husband is a good old solid Pepsi. Comes easy. And sometimes he wants his fountain drink. If I have time and I get it, that's something I can give him. I don't always get it for him, but the days that I do, he appreciates that. It makes his day. Now, do I say, oh, well, since I gave you that and I'm giving your time to decompress, then in return, I should get this. That's not what giving unconditionally looks like. Because when you're doing that, you're stuck in your mess. You're stuck in what's in it for me. Instead of looking at it through the lens of how God sees us. He gives unconditionally. Every single day, every single moment that we have is a gift that keeps on giving that comes from God himself. We in turn need to do the same thing. We need to give the gift that keeps on giving. We need to give unconditionally, no strings attached. I know this isn't easy, but I hope it's been fun, where you can look at Christmas and use it as kind of a foundation, a building up of your marriage, seeing that beautiful Christmas tree, looking at the bulb. So today, maybe your tree's already up, maybe it's not. So when you begin to pass by your tree, or you happen to glance at some of the bulbs that you hung already, or maybe you're out shopping and you're like, oh, I just need some newness, some refreshment. I want you to think about your marriage. I want you to think about how can I give? Because I want to have the gift that keeps on giving. I don't want that same old Christmas gift every single year. The man I fell in love with, the woman I adore, she and he deserves more. It starts with you. It starts with the ring. And it is to reclaim, ignite, navigate, and give. Maybe you want some help with this. I know looking at a Christmas tree can kind of be a little like fuzzy going, how does this relate to marriage? Well, I like to think of things out of the box and I want to make it real and tangible for you. But maybe you're still saying I want help. And you're at a crisis, maybe even in your marriage. The holidays bring in stress galore. I want to walk beside you in your journey. I want to help you. And I have a gift that keeps on giving. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. My gift that keeps on giving is a coaching call, a free one. If you've never talked with me before, I want to be able to give a coaching call to you. All you do is click on that link, a little form will pop up. Fill it out. That will come directly to me. No other eyes see it. It's just me. I keep it very private, very confidential. And allow me to give you a gift that keeps on giving. You matter to God. You matter to your family, and you matter to me. And you don't have to sit back and wonder, you know, this is all I have. I'm stuck in this rut and I just keep opening up the same present every single year. It doesn't have to be that way. The gift that keeps on giving is the love that unites you. Celebrate the old and ring in the new, a blessing written especially for you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.